Hello and welcome to another episode of the Daily Remedy Podcast. Today I want to talk about something that will impact medicine in ways that may not appear immediately obvious, and that is all the war and tragedy that's taking place in the Middle East. As you know, or should know, the United States, Israel, Iran, among others, are engaged in a massive international geopolitical conflict that goes back decades, if not centuries. Now, we're not here to go over the history or wax poetic about who's wrong and who's right. Instead, what we want to do is really focus on how this is going to affect healthcare in the United States, because that is critical. When people think of the Middle East and they think economy, one thing comes to mind: oil. Now, most people may think oil affects the price at the gas station, but what they don't realize is that oil affects pretty much everything when it comes to healthcare. In fact, in 2022, studies have shown, and again, this was taken because this is coming out of the pandemic era where many hospitals were reliant on federal subsidies. In 2022, the cost of crude oil went to around $90. For context, it's projected to go up upwards of around $75 this year as the high. Now, what they found is that there was a double-digit increase in the cost of hospitals. Now, what does that mean? When the price of oil goes up, the cost structure of hospitals nearly doubles. What that means is that the cost of energy to maintain the lighting, the infrastructure, the power of all the medical devices and medical equipment, inpatient and outpatient, is a significant driver of cost in healthcare. And for this war that's taking place, that cost becomes a risk because there's volatility in the price of oil, which means that there's volatility in the price, or rather the cost of maintaining a healthcare system. In fact, many healthcare CFOs are using 5 to 8% energy volatility cushions into the 2025-2026 energy budget. Essentially, what that means is that, for simplicity's sake, let's say 10%, even though the number is more accurate around 5 to 8%, 10%. So for every dollar that's committed to energy in a given hospital, the CFO will budget an extra 10 cents. In the grand scheme of things, that can add up quite significantly. So it's important for us in healthcare to understand just how impactful oil prices are to overall energy consumption in healthcare because of the cost driver, the significance of that cost driver in healthcare. So let's just go over a few other factors in which oil plays a major role in healthcare, because I think it's important for us to understand just how pervasive oil really is. Now, this is not really relevant, but I want to drop a little bit of trivia for you guys. Many of the first chemotherapeutic agents were developed from hydrocarbons that came, interestingly enough, out of the IP, the intellectual property, that came from Standard Oil, Rockefeller. But in more modern times, let's talk about how the oil and the byproducts of oil affect healthcare writ large, because I think that's critical. So the first thing is plastics and disposables, syringes, IV bags, sharp containers. Around 25 to 30% of all medical device inputs come from those petroleum-based resins. So essentially, anything that you see that is plastic in a healthcare setting has some oil resin. That's essentially Standard Oil taking all the hydrocarbons and using that to create different plastics. Plastics make healthcare. It's a fact and reality. Just the amount of waste that comes from plastic in healthcare is an immense driver of just how much plastic we're dependent on in the healthcare setting. Give me an example. When the oil prices increase, the resin cost and lead times spike. Medical technology manufacturers warn that oil price inflation was impacting production cost. So think about that in two ways. When the cost of oil increases in healthcare, the cost of the energy, the energy bill, simply put, goes up. But also, the cost of supplies goes up as well, because they both require oil. Oil for energy, oil to make the hydrocarbons and the plastics that are so integral in all the things that we use in healthcare. Essentially, that's a double whammy if you think about it. Another one, pharmaceuticals. Many active ingredients in many of the drugs that we take start as petrochemical aromatics. Fancy way of saying, complex biomolecules create complex drugs that we use to perform different functions in our body. So when the cost of the pharmaceuticals goes up, well, guess who's passing that cost along to you? Insurance companies are not going to eat that cost. It's going to come in a higher deductible for you. Higher feed cost prices roll into injectables, whereas genetic manufacturers, and the cost of those pharmaceuticals typically tends to be higher than the cost of inflation itself. So what it means is that while drugs cost more and more every year, when oil prices increase, that specific aspect of cost increase goes higher than the cost of increase, whether it's inflation alone. Next, sterile transportation and cold chain logistics. And let me read this exactly. I want to make sure that I get this right. 1/3 of a provider's non-labor operating costs are supply chain, trucking, and air freight. Healthcare is a logistics-driven business. We are constantly shipping things all over the place. Just think about your own healthcare experience. You go to the doctor then takes vitals, uses alcohol pad to clean his stethoscope. The alcohol pads are shipped to the clinic. You then get blood done at the clinic. The blood work is shipped out to a lab. At every chain of the healthcare experience, you're going to see some degree of shipping and logistics. That's going to cost fuel. Fuel surcharges and driver shortages can add up to 5 to 15% of unit cost when oil prices increase. So it's very interesting to see just how beholden to oil the healthcare industry really is. Now, I begin with the most obvious correlate, the cost of energy. When oil prices increase, your AC bill is going to go up. But then you have to realize that in a plastics, in a shipping logistics-driven industry like healthcare, you have multiple points at which the cost of care are going to increase. As a result, healthcare is uniquely vulnerable to oil spikes because healthcare is uniquely dependent on oil and various hydrocarbon byproducts for the functioning of the healthcare industry. So as we start to move into the summer and hopefully things start to get resolved, and if they don't, move into the fall, we're going to start to see various cost structures change in healthcare. And the reason for that is because the price of oil affects the cost of care.